Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The U.S. Surgeon General is the keynote speaker at today's session of the National Urban League Conference taking place in Boston. The issues of health and African Americans are expected to be the focus today. Yesterday, it was education and the achievement gap between Black and Latino students and their white counterparts. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez reports, Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates made his case for targeting teachers as a way to solve the problem.
Bill Gates has been in the education reform game for a while, pouring billions of dollars into scholarships, research, and trying to improve public schools. He said there have been advances on most other civil rights issues, but not much progress on education.
Education may be the hardest civil rights fight of all. Discrimination is harder to prove, and people often don't know what levers to pull to fix the problem.
Gates has been looking for the right levers for years and has made some mistakes. He poured approximately $2 billion into breaking large high schools into small ones, believing that students would get more attention. 2 years ago, he acknowledged this wasn't the panacea he had hoped for. Now Gates is focused on teachers.
To truly support teachers, we have to understand excellent teaching. So for us, the challenge became, let's analyze the teachers whose students are making the biggest gain, identify what they do, and figure out how to transfer those skills to others. Amazingly, we found that the field of education had done little work or research in this area.
So Gates is funding research to determine what makes a good teacher and effective ways of measuring them. After his speech, the Microsoft founder answered questions from Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, Jr.
You called education the civil rights issue of our time. Yet there are many people, including people in this audience, who would argue that other structural issues, Bill, like poverty, fair housing, stable employment, must be tackled before we can expect to see different educational outcomes in low-income communities and among children of color.
Well, I think it's very helpful whenever you get discouraged about this effort to go and spend a day at some of the charter schools that have really changed the rules. It's not about throwing money at the problem. It's about the way the teachers are picked. It's about the way the teachers are encouraged. It's about the culture of the school, the high expectations.
Critics of charter schools say they do not educate the broad range of kids in the public system. Still, collaborations between charters and traditional public schools, including some in Boston, show that public school educators are interested in learning how charter schools work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonez.